Welcome, Cosmic Toolbox. This is your weekly alignment. And I'm saying that in that tone because you're going to need it. No, we are in a space of expansion. And for those of you who have done shadow work with me, you may recognize this phase of integration that you would be doing had we started an official shadow work coaching season in line with this eclipse. I've been doing some, you know, lacing of shadow work throughout the weekly forecasts and alignments, all of the eclipse season as a way to help everybody sort of get in line with the practice. But this would be the major assimilation part. You know, we would have worked through all of the lessons, and this would be now when we're starting to integrate. And the energy is ripe for it. So you're going to want to start taking stock. And so in this alignment, what we're really doing is allowing ourselves to integrate the lessons of what eclipse season brought us. And it's pairing up beautifully with the global solstice. It's one of those things that you couldn't have designed better if you tried, right? So after eclipse season, after this duality and darkness that eclipse season in Gemini brought us, with all of this, what the Mercury retrograde and all of the kind of disillusionment energy, right? We are now being brought into the full light with this beautiful summer solstice. And we also have this beautiful Jupiter retrograde. And we have all of these things that are aligning with our inner world expansion. And so as we do this, what we want to align with is expansion of the luminaries within us, right? Where is your light and how can you grow it? So that is the main energy of this alignment. What we want to do, we're going to start to settle in and put our feet firmly on the ground, feel out where we might be feeling tension. Before you start to ground your physical body, ask it, right? Ask your body, where are you trying to get my attention? Let your mind instantly go to that body part that's trying to get your attention and your intentions. Before we start to ground out and clear, we really want to know, right? Take stock. We're taking stock of eclipse season, what we learned, what we did awesome, what we didn't do so awesome, what we would like to change, what we don't want to experience again. Deep breath here, take stock, physical stock. Sometimes it helps if you raise your arms up over your head, interlace your fingers, and then bring your hands down physically in front of your body and visualize just catching any kind of frequency that's off, any tension, any awareness. What's your body trying to tell you? Write it down if you need to. You will forget it. After the clearing, you're going to be at a frequency that you're no longer at. So write it down. Take a moment. All right. Now, as our feet are firmly grounded and we have all of this awareness of our physical body, you want to let your body sink into your feet and really feel how strong and sturdy your feet are, how strong and sturdy your ankles are, how strong and sturdy your knees are, how strong and sturdy your hips are. You are primed and ready to pivot. You are primed and ready to move forward. Take three cleansing breaths in this space. Inhale deeply. Slow exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Again, two more times. Really go deep with that third breath and then slow exhale. And then shake out your hands and arms. You're supported by that strong and sturdy lower extremities, ready to pivot, ready to move forward. Then we're going to bring our awareness to our root chakra. Put your hands together over your root chakra. Put them together in a way that your thumbs meet and your four fingers meet in a upside down triangle. We are bringing our awareness to the fact that our hips are this cosmic triangle, this chalice, if you will, that holds our energy for our entire body. So bring that awareness to the root chakra being the base. And then we are going to allow that root chakra to fill all the way up. I'm doing some clearing here. I had paused the recording so I could snap away some attachments. I'm going to have to do it in real time because that recording in progress is going to be distracting. So you'll hear me snapping and you'll hear me clearing and shaking some things, but the root chakra is definitely hooked up for a lot of people. Your foundational connections to money and family and safety at the base level, your security, financial security, your love security, your marriages, everything, it just feels hooked up. So we're doing a lot of clearing here. I'd like you to bring tea tree and pettigrain into this space, dilute it, put it on that root, put it on the tailbone, on your lower abdomen, wherever you feel connected most. And then take some deep cleansing breaths as I continue to cut some of these hooks and cords. Stuff to old family connections, going back at least 30 generations, deep stuff. I believe that some of the global pandemic activations are happening within your lineage. It's your job to clear that. Go forward, not in fear, but in action. Then we're going to say, I am safe. Visualize that root chakra growing. And if anyone had lower back weakness over the weekend, this is for you. This weak and hooked up root chakra can create some lower back spasms, can create some digestion issues, but really you're going to feel this in the lower back. Sometimes you'll feel it in the sexual organs as well, constipation or diarrhea. Feels much clearer. Make sure you can see a ball of red there and let it grow out. Fill that hip space. That feels much better. We're going to move up to the sacral chakra. And we're going to allow that to grow as well. This is feeling weak and a lot is feeling brown, kind of dingy. So we're going to amp that up, clearing a lot of hooks, cords, and strings here. Creating newness is scary. Creating new relationships, new cords for your relationships after heartbreak. We're clearing that space. We're going to use some tangerine and Siberian fir. We're going to infuse that sacral chakra with creativity and hardiness and survival and thriving, right? That tangerine is a very thriving vibration. Deep breaths. You cannot be everything to everyone. Right? So you have to be everything to yourself first. Bring that awareness there. And as you are safe and secure and full of creativity, your cup will spill over and then that will bless those around you. But you have to be your first person. Put your hands on your sacral chakra, your lower abdomen. Feel that spinning light get orange, more vibrant. Now we're moving up to the solar plexus. We're also going to clear a lot here. Pettigrain and clove. And cheer, if you have it, dilute those and put them on the solar plexus. Again, there's a lot. There's some hooks coming through. The left side, the mother side, a lot of you. If I'm mentioning it's at least more than two of you. Lots of hooks coming through on the mother's side, the maternal side, coming through that left shoulder, which activates the gallbladder, which means there's a lot of stored rage, a lot of emotions held for a later time. So as we clear the solar plexus, we're clearing that gallbladder as well. Make sure you put your oils over your whole abdomen all the way up to your rib cage, out to both sides, because we want it to cover that gallbladder and the spleen. And we want to bring awareness to the fact that we're hanging on to old emotions that don't serve us. And that when we bring memories into the future, we're creating them in our current space, right? We are using creation energy to keep a memory alive. And that trauma will stay in our body as long as we're keeping it alive. We want to honor it. We don't want to bypass it. That just stuffs it back down, that pushes it back into the gallbladder. We want to acknowledge it. We want to feel it. Write your memories down, put them somewhere safe, allow them to no longer live in your brain. Say, I see you, memory. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for teaching me. I see you. I see the pain. I feel the pain. I understand the pain. I'm going to put this pain in my journal. I don't want it to stay in my body. I'm willing to let this go. I don't know how. Let the universe step in and support you, right? Process though. You must process. Anything coming up for you right now in this space is also meant for you to process. Put your hands on your solar plexus, left hand first, right hand over your left hand. Just breathe for a cycle of three cleansing breaths and ask your body, what emotions are you holding on for me? I'm willing to let them go. And just see what comes up and write it down. We're going to take a couple minutes in this space. All right, we're bringing that awareness of all the things that we're holding in our body. We're letting that simmer. Write it down. And then we're going to move forward as we move up into that heart chakra, especially kicking off this week with this Jupiter retrograde. Tonight will be the summer solstice. We will want to start summer solstice with this grand expansion. We are expanding our destinies. We are expanding our awareness. We are opening up to joy. We are in full illumination of the sun. We will have a full illumination of a supermoon on Thursday. We are fully illuminated by our luminaries this week. And we want to step into the space where we can receive it, where we ourselves can be fully illuminated, where our inner light can shine, and we will shine our light so that others can find us. We are like fireflies in the field. So put your left hand on your heart chakra, your right hand over it. Take a deep breath in and feel the expansion there. We're allowing that to expand with dark green, beautiful forestry type color. We're watching it expand. If it's not growing, allow some gold energy to infuse into it. Maybe some pink healing aura light to come into that heart chakra. There are some walls and some hooks, cords, and strings. We're allowing them to float to the top so that they can clear, push them away. I'm going to use some Hawaiian sandalwood and lime on the heart chakra. You can use Hawaiian sandalwood and green mandarin if you're going to be in the sun today. Really pulling in that energy. Helichrysum would be helpful if it feels tight, if you feel like there's tightness in the chest. Take a deep breath. And breathe that energy out slowly. Let it relieve. Let everything we just cleared release. Keep your hands on the heart chakra, but move your awareness to your throat chakra. Breathe through that. We're going to use spikenard and spearmint on the throat chakra. Gratitude, clarity. Gratitude and clarity. There are quite a few hooks to clarity and gratitude on the throat chakras. So we are going to also do some clipping, allow those to release. If your throat feels really, if it's sputtering, let's practice. Let's say, oh. Try to get some power behind it. Take a deep breath. Oh, really feel how it vibrates. Does it sputter? Is it feeling off? Use tea tree oil there if you need to have some extra oomph. Breathe deeply. Feel the power of a clear throat chakra. I don't need to speak. I don't have to spew my thoughts constantly to feel powerful, right? We don't want an overactive throat chakra either. We want to bring in that balance, gratitude, and clarity, knowing when to speak and knowing when your thoughts are yours to keep, right? And that is the balance of the throat chakra. The throat chakra is better balanced by having a clear heart chakra and a clear third eye. The third eye, the throat, and the heart, they are a unit. And when you are functioning in balance with your throat chakra, your heart is engaged, your third eye is engaged, your crown is engaged, your brain is engaged. You know the wisdom is there. You feel the emotion is there. And you speak when you are called to speak, and you are silent when you know your words would not add beautiful energy to a situation. You know your words would not add hope, and you know your words would not help. So you have that discernment, and that's that balance that we're looking for there. Now move up to the third eye. We are going to use neroli and petegrine on that third eye. More of that discernment, more of the cutting of the things that are in your head that do not serve you, that someone else put there, clearing all of that. Now open that third eye if you haven't already. Take note of how big it looks. What color is it? How does it feel? Maybe you don't see anything actually on your forehead, and that's okay too. Just sort of see if you can feel a tingling there. I tap my third eye 3 times with my right hand and then 3 times with my left hand, and then sort of move my hands in front of that third eye and then open up the expansion a little bit more when I want to go deeper. Adding that extra physical sensation can sometimes bring more awareness to the space. And then you want to wave your hands in front of your third eye for me as we clear the fog. Set the intention to clear the fog from your third eye. You want to work with Jupiter retrograde. You want to work with Neptune retrograde. You want to see clearly. Now bring your awareness up to your crown. Put that left hand on the top of your head. Put your right hand on your solar plexus and literally pretend to lift the veil off of your head. There's lots of filters on that crown. You want to lift that imaginary, energetic, it's not imaginary, but that energetic filter over your crown, lift it off. And then we're going to clear some of the cords there. I'm going to do Melissa or Bergamot or Arise or Elevation, anything that you have that might have Melissa and Bergamot in it. If you're going to be in the sun, just use Melissa with some green mandarin. If you don't have either of those, you can use lemongrass. If you don't have lemongrass, use frankincense. Just something really high vibe up there. We're clearing and then we're letting the golden light pour down and clear our spines, connect to where our feet meet the ground, and stay in this space as long as you can. I'm going to stop the recording. If you can stay here and meditate, journal about what comes up. It's almost as if I can see the northern lights and all of your crown chakras pouring, that golden light pouring into the crowns. It's beautiful. Everyone have a beautiful week. I'll talk to you soon.